Hi, family. I'm Keith. I'm an addict.
Hi, Keith.
First, I want to thank the God of my understanding for getting me here. And I want to thank you people for keeping me here. I want to thank Narcotics Anonymous for saving my life. I want to thank this program committee for asking me. I think I have some choice words with them afterwards because I'm scared as hell. My clean date is May the 15th, 1981, and I'll be celebrating 30 years in May. And I love coming to these conventions and hearing the wonderful speakers that we have. But this right now reminds me of early on in my life when we went to Coney Island and the whole family got on the roller coaster and I wanted to get on one too. And when they put me on that thing and it went up all them trails, I screamed like hell till they stopped that thing and got me off. But I got my God today and I'm screaming on the inside. And I ain't going to get off until 5:30 or whatever the time. I'm grateful. I am truly grateful. I'm grateful for all my predecessors. If you're new here at Narcotics Anonymous, if you just returning from some venture in Narcotics Anonymous, or if you've been sitting in them chairs and trying to figure out what the hell you're going to do with your life, welcome. That's what they told me when I got here. Welcome. Get you a God of your understanding. Keep coming back. Just don't use. That's what they told me early on. And I needed every bit of that. When I got here, I wasn't no addict. I was 27 years old, and I was trying to save my job because I wasn't no thief. I wasn't no hustler. I ain't had no real skills. Only thing I had was that job. Matter of fact, in my delusions and my fantasies, I was pimping a job. I was the only pimping out. They was about to fire me. What I'm going to do? I'm a cop. Yeah, I got a problem. Got a drug, alcohol problem, whatever, whatever. That's what I did. But I stayed here long enough to find out that I was seriously sick. And it's the program of Narcotics Anonymous to help me discover who I am. I'm here to tell y'all I'm just a regular Joe, real sick person. I envisioned being a whole lot of other things. I really did. But I'm grateful to a sponsor and sponsorship, and I'm grateful to you people. I'm grateful to my friends over there for supporting me and carrying me and bringing me to this point because I really didn't want to do this thing right here. I'm real good one-on-one. Love going to meetings and shit. I get up in front of a crowd like this and I forget anything that I got to give to anybody. That's just me. I remember 1991, they asked me to share on the 10th step. I was ready. When I got up here, I was like, I'm a low. I don't know what I said. I'm probably going to screw this one up too. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for something wonderful to come out of me, I don't know what's going to come out of me. You know, I'm hoping the God of my understanding to work through me and help me share something, a clear message of recovery. Because I don't do this well, you know. I remember going through the process and my sponsor got me involved in service work. And a guy like me, you know, I think I grew up pretending and fantasizing because I never really liked myself and I never really knew a lot about my family or anything like that. So, you know, I made up my own life. In my mind, I was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but everything inside of me said, you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no mother and no father to kind of to raise me and guide me and direct me. They was alcoholics, and there was a lot of hell going on in my household. I still did not know who I was till after I got to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I didn't know a lot about my family. I heard Andre share yesterday about what his father told him, boy, where you going? Come here. Where was your homework? I was like, damn, if I had somebody in my life like that, I might have had some self-esteem by the time I got here. But I didn't. But I'm so grateful to the Rooms of Knockouts Anonymous because that's where I started living. When I got here in May, I started living at some point, and it was with the help of a sponsor because I think I did about 3 years running around here, you know, just happy to be clean, you know, happy to be clean. And then I got a sponsor. My sponsor started me with some step work, and he started me in service work. And it was the service work where I began to interact with people and did all right. I did real good. Going through the steps and working with people and, you know, saved a job, got promotion on the job, got a son, got a daughter, I'm married. I got married in my fifth year in recovery. I had met this woman in my second year of recovery, and I ain't know who I was, and I ain't know who she was. And you know, 25 years later, we talking about the silver anniversary of the CPNRC. We in our silver anniversary, too. And this 25 years been hell for an idiot like me. It's been hell for a little boy like me, you know, to get married to a young girl who turns into a woman and demand me to be all the man that I could be. And it wasn't for this program, I wouldn't have been able to survive that. If it wasn't for them kids, I'd have ran. I really wanted to punk out of that one and run. I'm a quitter runner by nature. I just fantasize and believe that I'm all that I think I can be, and I ain't none of that. Just a regular Joe, you know. So anyway, I think about my 19th year, my sponsor left the area. And all the step work and all of the principles and all of the whatever went out the window. I asked a guy, a couple of people to be my sponsor, and them people, I couldn't start another relationship with them. That sponsor that I had was a wonderful guy, very loving and caring guy. He was always there for me, and I thought because we went through a series of steps that I really was working a hell of a program. You know what I'm saying? A lot of surface work. I did a lot of talking. That's what I did. Kind of helped some people through a little bit of guidance through the steps, and I really thought I was the shit. I was running around, not causing, not machine, and meetings everywhere, every which way, and I ain't have God in my life. I just checked in with him every now and then. When that sponsor left the area, then the real deal came. And when he left the area and I couldn't get another sponsor, I couldn't invite nobody else into my life, that wonderful sponsor that I had that was always there for me wasn't there no more. And I ain't had the courage or the skills to ask somebody else to be my sponsor. I mean, to use somebody else to be my sponsor. So what happened? I started sponsoring myself. When I started sponsoring myself, you know what happened when you sponsor yourself. The job became more important. The family was already important. And I just did my own thing. I gradually stopped going to meetings. That's what happened. Gradually stopped going to meetings. And I'd see my friends. I'd ride by the meeting places. And I was all right. Because one thing that I know, I never wanted to use again. They say a grateful addict will never use. I was grateful for Narcotics Anonymous to save my life. I ain't know that I needed to give back. Not when my world falls apart. You know, if you're struggling with anything like that, just know, when I got back to the Rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I was 37 years on the job, getting ready to retire. The old lady hadn't worked in 2 years, and, you know, I was all the way back to the old me, selfish and self-centered. I was sick of that bull crap. She wasn't working, and I wasn't going to support her. The kids was damn near grown. I had stayed around for my obligation, and I was ready to roll out. Now, mind you, I'm the man that I am today because of y'all. But I'm the man that I am today because of my wife. She helped me. She helped me because she challenged me. Let me get that straight. She challenged me to be a father. She challenged me to be there for my kids. She challenged me to be a man. I had to make some decisions in my life. I'm grateful to this program because I was able to surrender and allow her to guide me in those matters. I'm grateful to the God of my understanding because when I didn't want to do anything, it's the God of my understanding that held me. The reason why I came back to the rooms, because I sincerely believe that the God of my understanding took me away from these rooms for a spiritual timeout. Because when I could not ask somebody else to help me in my life, in my recovery, when I could no longer trust you people with my life, when I could no longer get any help from the rooms, then it was time for God to put me in a place where, you know, I had to reach out to him. Because I told you, I always checked in with God. I always gave God credit. I always told people, hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right. God is good. I said that. But I ain't have a relationship with the God of my understanding. When I got back to the rooms, my butt was so tore up. Yeah, I needed a relationship with the God of my understanding. Because when I got back here about 3 years ago, the program of Narcotics Anonymous had grown on. I knew y'all didn't need me. I needed y'all. And when I got back here, it was a lot of, because when I left, you know, it was a lot of basic techers. When I got back here, it was a lot of flat bookers. It was a lot of, people say they were the products of the literature. That's what they said they were. And they was quoting the text. And I said, oh, shit. He got 16 years, and he been going to meetings every day, and he know everything about the basic text. I need to get my game on. And I walked in the meeting, and I said, I'm Keith, I'm an addict. I got 20-some years, and I ain't got shit because I ain't been doing shit. And I'm scared to death. Maybe I don't belong here. My disease say, yeah, Bushan, motherfucker. Yeah. Now what you going to do? And I could not fake my recovery. And I could not continue to sponsor myself. And it just so happened my sponsor that left, when he left, I didn't tell y'all that my resentments, my anger, and all of that kicked in. Like, I was mad that my sponsor left. And I ain't know how to deal with my emotions. That's why I walked away. That's why it was easy to walk away. I was in a blinding rage, and I ain't even know it. I was spiritual. I was grateful to Narcotics Anonymous. But I was mad, and I ain't want to stop my sponsor because he needed to go. He needed to go be with his family. And I ain't know how to deal with them feelings. So when I got back, my sponsor was sick, and he was dying. And we started going up to Baltimore, spending time with him. And, bottom line is he transitioned. And the little bit that I had left in me, the little bit that I had in me was enough to get me to go up and spend time with him every day or every other day or as many days as I could till he transitioned. And in the process of doing that, some of my sponsee brothers went, and my new sponsor, is one of my sponsee brothers. He got less clean time than me, but he's been in this program, working this program, and living a good life. I asked him to be my sponsor because I was uncomfortable asking anybody else. And we had a relationship. And I'm so grateful for his guidance because in the process of my old sponsor transitioning and passing, like Ellen, shortly right after that, my father got sick in September. And he transitioned from September to December last year. My father transitioned and he died. And it's just because of the principles of this program that I was, just because of the work, the service work, because I'm selfish and self-centered. I don't help anybody else. I don't know how to reach out. I don't know how to give to nobody else. But I was able to go and spend that time with my father. And my father wasn't a part of my early life. I didn't get in touch and live and begin a relationship with my father until about 20 years ago. You know, so this is my early recovery that we started. You know, but the bottom line is since that time, Since my father transitioned, my sponsor and I have been working. And, just for the day talks about act as if. And all day long, I've been stressing and saying, well, I'm just going to go up there and act as if. But all day long, underneath all of that, my gut been flipping. I don't do this well. I don't really like doing this. I really love the people that, I really applaud the people that do this, that share at these venues and give their heart and tell the wonderful stories and carrying on. The literature talks about all of us have a place in this program, and what I believe, my experience is, like, I like working one-on-one with people. I'm all right with that. I'm cool with that. I never have to speak at another one of these. My sponsor can do all the ones that he want to do, and anybody else, y'all can go to California, for the Bahamas. I don't care who paid for the trip. My son's 24th birthday is today. And I've been a part of his life every day of his life. My daughter's 19 and in college. My son is in an apprenticeship program. I ain't never been to jail. That ain't my experience. I ain't got no jail experience, but my kids don't know me as an addict. My wife don't even know me as a practicing addict. Let me put it like that, because they done seen my behavior, I'm 39 years on the job that I came here to save. I'm getting ready to retire. Probably do it at some point next year. And what I'm trying to say is I ain't lose that job because I practice some principles on that job. And my kids don't know me as an addict because I've been the best father that I could be for them. And what y'all don't know is the wreck that I was, I ain't never have a father. So God kept me in that place so that I could be there for my kids. For the first time in my history, my children have a father. Now, that may not sound like big shit to none of y'all, but that's the thing that held me in. And when I struggle, it's God who helps me. It's my relationship with the God of my understanding. If you got a surface relationship with the God of your understanding, get ready, buckle up. I'm telling you now, shit gonna happen in your life. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have a good relationship with the God of your understanding, I don't know what's going to happen to you, but I know that it was the God of my understanding that helped me get through everything that I've been through. When my father died, Knockouts and Anonymous came. They showed up. You know what I'm saying? When my sponsor died, Knockouts and Anonymous showed up because he was a great guy. He was a wonderful person in Knockouts and Anonymous. He was a wonderful person in his life, matter of fact, because his family was there. I don't really have a lot to share, I got this great story, 30 years in recovery in the back of my mind and shit, but y'all ain't gonna never hear it. I practice it at night. I do. I really do. I hear the story at night, man, and in between meetings, I'm a hell of a guy. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't got nothing for y'all. Check with me one-on-one. I got the history of Knockouts and Anonymous. I met Jimmy Kay in 1983 at the World. I got stories, and it's been a wonderful life. And I know where I'm going. Let me say this, because I talk a lot about where I've been and carrying on. Where I'm going, and what my hope is through working through my sponsor and working with the guys that I sponsor, to be able to get to a place where I do have something to give somebody else. And y'all might hear some wonderful speakers, because all of us have a gift. Mine ain't this. But some of y'all got some hell of an inspiration in you to help somebody else. And sometimes, because my sponsor, I don't think he was no great speaker at them conventions, but he had some guidance and some information. And I know, like, Ragu is in there. I do have some help for somebody. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully through my sponsor and the network that I'm in and the guys that's in my life, like, I can put help somebody come to the understanding of who they are, so that maybe they can be up here one day and deliver a hell of a message to you. But I ain't that hell of a message guy. I hope I talk 10 minutes to help somebody. I'm gonna keep coming back.